Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, Freakazoids. Welcome to the Matt and Ramona Off Air podcast. Unfiltered Matt and Ramona. Hopefully you're sharing this and, of course, downloading and subscribing and make a little rate thing. Well, a little rate thing. How's that say? Man, rate us. And make a comment. That'd be great. Helps us a lot. Sharing helps a lot. The numbers are looking good on this, so it's taken off. And it's all thanks to you. And you can always comment and reach out to us on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page or Matt Harris or Ramona Holloway. And speaking of thank you, before we get into the talk, we're going to be talking about red flags for relationships, this animatronic dog that has all people up in arms, whether you do emojis at work, you know my emoji issues, and more. But also want to thank you for voting us in Charlotte Magazine is the best radio show in Charlotte. So thank you. You say that you could travel from town to town. Okay, I'm putting words in your mouth. Town to town, fair to fair, amusement park to amusement park, beating the carnival.
I could have stuffed animals coming out the wazoo. I could be stuffed animal rich because people cannot guess my weight. And I was so excited watching Real Housewives of Atlanta because Cynthia Bailey, who's a supermodel, okay, she stepped on the scale on a recent episode and she was like, oh my gosh, I weigh 185. And I was so happy because when the pandemic hit and I gained weight, I got up to 185. And people are like, oh no, you could, that's not how much you weigh. Yes, I'm a heavy girl. I have always been a heavy girl. I've always weighed at least 30 pounds more than what people have believed that I weigh.
Really?
And there's
that much of a difference, 30 pounds
at times. Most people will guess me for right around like 150 right now.
Yeah.
And I weigh 175 because I've lost my pandemic 10.
All right.
But there are a lot of us out there. And this is one of the reasons why I have not experienced the jump up on a guy and wrap your legs around him, because I know that I'm coming at you with 175 and guys like Doc, he's coming in, 140? I would buckle a guy who's 140
only because they wouldn't be bracing for the 170. They're bracing for the 150 that they think it's going
bracing.
To be.
Bracing. Bracing.
You know, like it comes at 150, but it's actually a 170. You know, that you, when you're getting ready to catch, you know, that throws you off.
Is that the problem?
I would think so. You're bracing like you're taking a hit from a little linebacker, and next thing you know, it's a defensive end or something.
Wow.
No, not that your comparison was good for you.
I'm just linebacker, saying. Well, I will say when I go to Panthers games and I look at the program that they hand out for the game, I go down to see which ones of the players weigh about the same as I do. And usually there are a couple.
I weigh about the same as you do, which, you know, I don't know. You wouldn't look at us and think that. I don't think. I think you would lighter, but your head is.
Please don't.
So people don't really, they underestimate the bulk of that head.
So you believe the weight is coming from my head?
Well,
which I know I do have an abnormally large head. I know that because when I try on hats, it's a struggle.
Let's say your head's 15 to 20 pounds. That's probably that's the difference right there. They're just totally underestimating it. But it'd be better though.
Well, people will say, you know, it's because muscle weighs more than fat. And that's not true. Muscle doesn't weigh more than fat.
Well, I mean, not technically, but it's packed differently, right? I mean, it's like it's dense.
So anyone listening to this thinks that girl has some damn kind of muscle head.
Yeah, muscle head. Well, you mean, I imagine being the person though, who is always, they overestimate. You know, we're 130 and people are like, you got to be a good 210. And you're like, what? what is going on here? That would be horrifying, right?
Or you know, The funny thing is,
big clothes people would have that.
My mom is fluffier than me, and she weighs at least 10 pounds less than me.
Less?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, well, you're okay. So she's fluffier.
She's two sizes bigger and weighs 10 pounds less.
I would have guessed her as more, definitely more. I would have guessed her like 25 pounds more than you.
No, she's 10 pounds less than me.
Wow. You have a hidden weight. That's good for you.
Here I come, Carol wins.
Good for you.
I'm going to win that free stuff Pokemon.
Are they winning? Are you winning the age thing? I don't want to ask. Let's see. You probably are. You'd win that too.
But you don't try to clean it up now.
Also, I want to talk about emojis at work because it's something I would not even try. I would not even attempt. First of all, I'm not sure how an email you would do an emoji. I don't even know how. Unless
what do you mean how?
I don't know how to do an emoji on a.
You don't have a keyboard?
Yes. I mean, I don't know how to do like, no, I do have a keyboard, but it doesn't say thumbs up on it or something. I mean, I can do it from my phone. I can find a thumbs up, but not on a computer.
Well, it used to be that emojis at work were considered unprofessional at best. And I would say at the work, at the worst, they were damaging to your credibility. Like seriously, seriously, it's like dotting your I's with hearts.
Yeah, yeah, just childish.
Just seen as a little immature. Well, now they're finding that since so many people are working remotely, they're actually using more emojis to connect with their coworkers.
Really? I don't think I do. I know I don't. I told you, I don't know how to do it on an email. Can you do it on an email on a computer? That's how stupid I am.
Do you ever? Huh?
Where do you find it? I don't even... I can do it on my phone, but not on a computer. I don't know. I wouldn't even try because I don't understand what they mean.
And I say, if you are, if your emoji translation skills are questionable, don't try it at all.
Yeah.
Because emojis are open to interpretation and you're the guy who doesn't know, the eggplant from the hot dog.
No,
I mean,
you
just,
that bad.
Matt.
But the various laughing and sweating, like the sweat tears that's coming up or whatever that is, it's coming up the top of their head, that thing. I don't know what that is. The different
but they
pieces
say
and smiles.
The reason why people are using them more is because they are good at communicating nuances in tone. Whereas sometimes sarcasm is difficult to read or you want to soften something up. Like, I don't want this to come across as pushy.
Yes.
So you put a little smiley face.
Right. But the number one I think I saw was thumbs up. That they do, right? That's the most in one. And then crying, laughing face, but they also have blushing face. But you can't, that seems like it's an HR issue. If you said blushing face, but like,
great show today. Matt Man, blushing face.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could. I was thinking it was more like you're coming on to me and I'm blushing kind of thing. But all I said was like,
who at work is trying to come on to you?
No, not me, but
who?
Someone else. Like, I need the report by Thursday. Blushing face. What do you mean by report? I don't know. The flushing face is just right. You're like, I don't know.
Reminds me of when you first got on Facebook and people were poking you. You're like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, they're poking. That was serious. Throwing sheep at you. And
Sharon and Stallings just poked me. I think she wants to do me.
Yeah. I think that it was that way back there. No, you know,
Matt, no, no.
Well, because poke always meant before, prior to that, when you were poking, you meant, you know, so, but I wouldn't even, there's no way I'm sending any kind of a emoji to a coworker. I don't think.
You don't even know how. Of course.
I think I can do it on my phone. I've become open to it on Facebook. I've become open to the winking face. I do it like,
oh, you've become open. Because there was a time when you said real men don't emoji.
Yes, I did. I did say that for a long time. It seemed very like they said in the article, like back in the day, you just seemed a little childish or girly to be like a heart over your, you know, your instead of a dot over your eye. It felt like that kind of thing. So I don't want to be like that. And I thought, you know, the crying, am I really laughing till I'm crying? I mean, really, let's
you
be real.
Take it so literally. They're not really poking you. They're not really laughing until they're crying.
That's an
People
issue.
Aren't really rolling on the floor crying.
Right,
you know,
right,
no.
Right. I'm not even LOLing half the time. One thing that Judah a lather was the animatronic dog.
Oh my gosh. Please don't. Why did you get me started?
Because I want to get you started again for the people who didn't hear it on the air and a little more time to talk about it.
I have talked about how my mom and my dog are just inseparable. He is the hero of this caregiving story because my mom, who has dementia, believes that Henri is her one true child. She loves this dog. And I've often said that if something happens to him, I just want her dementia to be far enough along that I can replace him with a stuffed animal.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
I got
recently, I saw a post on Facebook of a friend who bought a dog for her mom. And the picture was of this little dog, you know, pawing at her mom and licking her mom. And it was the most adorable thing I have seen as a dog mom and also a caregiver of a loved one with dementia. It was like, oh, and she posted, my mom absolutely loves the dog I bought for her. Well, then you have people jumping in with adopt, don't shop. Okay. I'm a dog mom. I do have a dog that I purchased because of my mom's allergies. I did not want to wait until a dog that did not shed became available in a shelter. So yes, I did buy a dog, but I do believe in dog adoption. I do support the Humane Society. What I don't support is someone having a moment. Someone, a caregiver, finding a way to connect with their loved one with dementia and you pooping on it by telling her that she should adopt. Can't your mom love a dog from a shelter? Well, damn it. First of all, maybe not. Maybe there are allergies involved. And second of all, this dog that she purchased is a damn animatronic stuffed animal. So why are you inserting your issue?
They didn't read it.
First of all, it doesn't even matter if they didn't read it because she's talking about her mom and her dementia.
Her
it's
happy,
not
yes.
the place for you to say, well, why couldn't your mom love a dog from a shelter?
Just
no, that's not the place. On your page, in your time, you promote dog adoption, but you don't poop on this other person's happiness, this beautiful moment with, oh, looky there. Why can't you? Well, first of all, stop. Second of all, it's not even real. It's a stuffed animal.
A stuffed animal. Yes. It's not like she's putting if she would have been saving or she's not putting a dog to death by buying a stuffed animal.
Right. And right.
If your kid
At
has
most,
like,
there are some horrible polyester fibers in the atmosphere because they had to make faux fur for the faux dog.
So when someone has a stuffed or has a teddy bear, we should be like, you should get adopt of a real life.
Adopt the real bear.
Rescue a bear.
And let that child get mauled in the crib. Like, come on.
I got a stuffed dinosaur.
And I will say, you know, it as a caregiver, it's been hard for the little dog to understand the changes in mom's personality. And he just rolls with it. And I understand the important connection that they have. So please support your caregiver by not pooping on their little parade. We don't get a lot of parades.
Right. And don't just, I mean, what is it up to you? You think it's, oh, she could be like, oh, now that you mention it,
well,
let's throw this robot in the trash and get a dog.
Yeah. Let's get a real dog from a shelter that my mom can't take care of. Why? Because she has dementia.
Yes. Would make no sense. It would be bad for the dog. We're going to end with some red flags for friendships.
This particular friendship red flag is one that I've noticed uptown Charlotte. Before the pandemic, on any given Friday or Saturday night, when you're driving uptown, you see the party crowd and you see a group of people hanging together on their phones. And it makes me wonder, well, why aren't you hanging with whoever you're texting? Because you're with this crew and none of you are talking.
Come on, old lady. They might be all talking to tell somebody else where to come. They've been together all night.
Well, actually, one of my younger cousins, when I made a comment about this, said a lot of times what we're doing is texting each other about stuff that's going on. Like, did you see that guy? Look over there. See this, see that. So they can like kind of talk about people without people knowing that they're talking about people.
Right.
Yeah, but one of the red flags of friendship is if you are hanging with your friend and they're on their phone more than they're talking to you, then that person isn't more necessarily looking for your friendship. They're just looking for company.
Isn't that the same as any relationship then? That would be a red flag for any relationship, not just friendship.
True.
You know, any relationship, if the person is with you, is on the phone more than they're with you, that's not a balance. That's messed up. Yeah. So that's very good. That is a true red flag.
There's always another one.
It feels like they're always looking for something better.
You know, right,
or something like that.
Well, actually, the people on Facebook are far more interesting than you are.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks for sitting here.
You got another red relationship?
Yes. Flag? It's about vulnerability. Can you be vulnerable with your friend, or do you find yourself feeling guarded because you don't feel like your secrets are safe?
Okay. That would be a good one. But see, they might be one of
I will say, if I tell Matt Harris, Matt, don't say all my hears is say.
Yes. Yes.
So what I can tell you things.
Yes.
If I tell you not to tell, it just burns you up.
Well, because my problem is, the good part is I'll probably forget.
Okay, good.
I won't even tell my wife, but not intentionally, just because I will forget that I'm supposed to have not told her something. So there's that they have going for them, toward me, that I don't remember until someone reminds me.
I didn't know a secret. What was it?
But also there's a friendship that's at a different level. You have friends who are the ones you keep secrets from, you know, and there's ones and there's ones you tell all your secrets.
You have friends you keep secrets from and friends you tell secrets to.
Yeah. I mean, there's a level of friends, right? You got your friends and
You're talking about inner circle and
really tight group of
outer
friends.
Circle.
Yeah. And then there's another group of friends.
I consider it inner circle and acquaintances.
Oh, so there's no in between. See, I got the friends and then the sort of friends and then the acquaintances. The sort of friends are ones who I probably think are my friends, but they don't think that I'm their friend.
They're like, Matt Harris, heard of that guy.
But I'm trying to be their friend. But they won't move me.
I've seen you try to be people's friends, and it's kind of sad.
And I don't know why, because I'm not really good at being a friend. I mean, I'm good at being a friend in a way, if you don't want me to talk
if
to you,
don't want any,
you or anything.
If you don't want your friend to call you or hang out with you, you're fantastic.
Fantastic, yes. If you don't want me to support
if you want a friend who you're never going to hear from, or maybe once or twice a year,
I'm in.
That man's your guy.
And I'll be great for that time or two. I'll be great. Just don't expect me to acknowledge you a lot.
Don't expect acknowledgement or don't expect me to remember things you've told me about.
That's a great friend. I have a lot of friends. I have some guy friends that are like that. I'm perfectly fine. See or talk to a few times.
Do they know your friends?
Yeah, I think they do. I think if they no more than 50 deep. I'm in the top 50, I'd say, of their friends.
Top 50?
Okay, 20, 25. 25, top 25.
Okay.
I'm saying I'm in their top 25. But I would be there for them at a drop of a hat.
Just as long as they don't want you to actually be there.
No, but it has to be something major and important, not just something it's my birthday.
So what? You lived another year. Big deal.
Yeah. Give me something better. You lose a leg or your mind or you get you're dying, something like that. I'll get on it.
It's either scurvy or nothing.
Yes. Scurvy. I would definitely call it scurvy because I want to hear the story. thank you for joining us. Share the podcast, please. Comment. Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, Matt and Ramona Facebook pages. And until we speak again, freaks, see ya.